This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Imagine that it's 1987. You go watch a science fiction movie at the theater, and in the film, based in a dystopic future, these are the fictitious headlines. The fictional headlines. Top Democrats in Chicago and in Cook County call for UN troops on the ground, and the UN troops are already in talks, ready to move in. That's Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. It's a real headline. It's happening. And then I have all the articles where we warned you, Obama administration and UN announce global police force to fight extremism in the U.S., John Bound, Infowars.com, special report, Strong Cities Network, euphemism for New World Order police force and UN troops in our cities and federalization under the UN directive of our police. Loretta Lynch said that last year. Literally. There's video. We played it like 20 times. Strong Cities Network plan for globally controlled police force. This is from the Justice Department. Launch of Strong Cities Network to strengthen community reliance against violent extremism. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, nationalists. Beware of the Strong Cities Network, says the New American Magazine. John F. McManus. It's here. They were planning all this when Hillary got in as the next phase. They said they were. The censorship, the control, the internet handed over to the UN, all of it. But now it's being derailed because of our nationalist movement against the globalists. This is so huge. That's one stack of the news. Then, intercontinental ballistic missile intercepted over Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, seconds before slamming into the royal palace. It was on target and blew up right above the palace. And that's just the explosion point and the pieces rain down. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier by the moment. Mueller has come out and announced that, or they're set to announce another year because now their investigation is derailed. They don't want to admit that it's been derailed. I mean, there is just so much going on. This is such a crazy time, such an insane time to be alive. And it boggles the mind of how crazy all of this is. And then it gets even worse when we come back from break. We've all seen the knockout game footage on World Star Hip Hop. But now they've passed laws in certain countries in Europe that outlaw showing footage of black people or Arabs attacking, beating, and killing white people. They're now passing laws. We cannot say the race of who did it. And Google and Facebook are now removing the videos. The video we're showing you right now on our own streams at Infowars.com/show, they will undoubtedly try to censor because they are covering up the vicious, vicious explosion of rapes and racial attacks under the leftist system where they have told the minorities, who are the majority worldwide, to attack and take out white people. French mayors panic as migrants overwhelm cities, beg Macron for help. Just massive fires every night, attacks, deaths. Sweden, migrants charged with ruthless gang rape of woman. Walk free. Swedish police banned from describing criminals anymore in cases if they sound racist. Attack in Nuremberg. Man collapses. Pensioner on the street, the man's fighting for his life, totally knocked out, 70-something-year-old retiree, then his head stomped by a guy that looks like Muhammad Ali. There's an old man, guys walk around crazy in his underwear. That's how it is with, I mean, it's just giant third-world populations that never even had toilets from mud huts just running around. A lot of them had bones in their noses just 6 months ago, and now they're here just killing, because that's what tribes do, is kill each other.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
ICBM was fired today and detonated above the Royal Palace in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Undoubtedly, that has to do with the ongoing Shiite-Sunni civil war in the region. It was probably fired from the place the last missile came from. We're going to be getting to that incredible information. We're also going to be getting into this bombshell. They're actually doing it. They actually did it. The United Nations is working, as we speak, with Chicago Democrats to bring UN troops onto the streets of Chicago. We're going to get into that entire plan. Now Mueller's talking about extending his probe into the end of next year because they found nothing. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, is on chances of war with North Korea. All options are on the table as they now claim that North Korea launched a sophisticated ransomware attack on the West. The problem is, and I'm not defending North Korea, and they certainly do bad things. They're very brazen. The problem is we have the data dumps of Vault 7 and Vault 8 where the CIA documents show that they busily frame foreign countries and have the software to do it. So that has to be looked at. The big news, ladies and gentlemen, that you're about to see and you're about to hear deals with the premeditated, organized United Nations global program to end all nation states and all cultures on the planet that would conflict with a private global corporate world government. As we speak, Cook County and the city of Chicago are publicly in talks to put armed UN peacekeepers on the streets of Cook County and Chicago. That now ties in to this censored information. But Paul Watson has it all detailed on InfoWars.com and on NewsWars.com. Now, in Europe, the invasion to destabilize things, to have the pretext to have an EU army takeover with UN backing, is 10 million Islamicists at least brought in the last 5 years, 80% or more military-age men, engaging in mass gang rapings, murders, killings, mass fires in every country, every night. Paul Watson's family worked in the steel mills. Those got shut down, deindustrialized. They were with property cost there. They were able to sell their houses and move to France a decade ago. They just left France. It's even in small towns. There's just Muslims running around burning things, murdering people, hitting people on the back of the head, and the police don't even know what to do because the prisons are all full. They're bringing in more. Paris has 80% or 90%, depending on the month, tourism down. There's just feces everywhere and giant shanty towns and people robbing, raping, killing. Every day, new videos come out of the darling little migrants savagely beating, stomping, and killing mainly old people. And how does Google, Facebook, and Twitter respond? The new video came out just a few days ago, and it's been removed everywhere it's posted. German government statements have stated and have chastised local news for showing it. I have a printout from the local news. They're told, you're not supposed to show that. They can show any other crime, but you don't show a black migrant walk over to an old person on the side of the street and cold cocking, knockout game, his head hits the pavement, and then his head is further curb stomped, and the man is fighting for his life. There are literally hundreds of fires a night. Major highways are shut down. They have a civil emergency. There are videos in Germany and in France of trees being blocked in front of the road like something out of Day of the Dead, and hundreds of Arab men run out and drag families out of their cars into the night. Rapes, deaths, everything. French mayors panic as migrants overwhelm cities, beg Macron for help. Zero Hedge is up on Infowars.com. Sweden, migrants charged with ruthless gang rape of woman walk free. That's right. I see these cases every day, just like in San Francisco. Oh, you shoot the woman in the back for no reason. She dies. She's white. We're going to let you go because this is part of an operation directed by liberal socialist white people who want a helter-skelter race war and who are trying to detonate it. This is just today's news. Swedish police banned from describing criminals race because they could be called racist. And again, Sweden's actually passing laws. So is Germany. And here's the article out of Focus. Attack in Nuremberg collapses pensioner on the street. He's in critical condition, fighting for his life. And here is the video for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. CCTV camera. But still, you're not even supposed to see any of this or know this or understand this. And again, we'll show the video from the beginning because I want to show the lead up. There's a man in his underwear, black man, African migrant. It would be called a UN invader. He walks over to the 70-plus-year-old German, cold cocks him because the man's back's turned to him, knocks him to the ground, and then decides to full power soccer kick him in the head and then stomp him in the curb at least five more times. And this was also caught on cell phone video. There's several of these. But the German media has been admonished not to show it because it shows the impossible. A black person attacking a white person, even though on average, for every black person attacked by a white person, you have more than 10 times on the other side. Now it's even higher in the age of Obama, hyping incredible racism. Now, most black people aren't foaming at the mouth racist, but when the media hypes it up and people then think it's okay, it happens. A big example of this was the phenomenon of rolling queers, as it was called, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s, where normal people that weren't criminals, who wouldn't go out and mug folks, didn't think of themselves as criminals, they were, they'd say, well, we can go rob some gay guys because they're effeminate, at least on average, they thought, and it's okay because they deserve it. And you see it fictionalized in things like Boogie Nights and stuff like that. That went on. But it's the same thing. They've now taught black young people and Hispanics to a certain extent but it's mainly statistically blacks that just go out and attack white people. Old lady on a bus, old man here, and again, they normally target someone they think is weak. Hippies, liberals, trendies. I played the local news a few weeks ago here in Austin, where the liberal walks out of the bar. Six black guys come up and start beating the hell out of him, saying, screw Trump, F Trump. To the point, you can't go in trendy areas of Austin now. You can't go in East Austin around the trendy areas. You can't go in those areas downtown because I'm not a wimp. I don't look like a small, easy guy to fight. And black guys walk up. Told the story a few years ago. I've gone back since. And they give me your money right now. They don't even have weapons. And you're like looking at them and say, man, I'm not going to give you my money. So that's what, and see, it's okay because I'm white, you see. I'm an effing white male. And the media said it was okay. So it's okay to rape women, gang rape if you're Muslim. It's okay. It's okay to knock old women in the back of the head if they're white. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's official. The Democrats in Chicago and Cook County are in talks with the UN to bring in armed UN peacekeeping troops in violation of the sovereignty of this nation. Under the Strong Cities Initiative, Obama had planned, once Hillary got in place, to actually have every major police department federalized after national riots they were going to foment and have the local departments put under UN control. That is official. Special report, Strong Cities Network, euphemism for New World Order Police Force, John Bound, Infowars.com, 2015. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. Breitbart. And then now, today, it is being announced by the UN and being announced by Cook County and by Chicago, the city that they are in talks to bring in armed United Nations. Just like they bring in 10 million Muslims, most of them military-age males, they start raping, killing, pillaging, what they do in their own countries. In those African areas, one tribe's always killing the tribe next door. That's how you fight for resources. These are not civilized countries, and they're bringing people from totally uncivilized areas beyond third world, where there is no world. Central Africans are being brought up through the slave trade and then turned into Muslims and then deployed into Europe by George Soros, who literally pays for it and has the Zodiac boats going back and forth doing it all day. Tourism's down massively. Everything's falling apart. French mayors panic as migrants overwhelm cities, beg Macron for help. It's all there, and it's all part of a plan. And if you show the fires, if you show the old people being beaten, if you show people pooping in the pool, if you show them raping women, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter will take it down. Even if it's shot at 100 yards away and just shows the racial attack, they cannot let the people know it's happening. The media is there to cover up the truth. It's there to victimize the population. It's there to ensure that the globalist takeover is complete. And then when everything falls apart like Chicago or like Stockholm, Sweden, who's seen a 5,000% increase in crime in just the last few years, 90-plus percent being the Islamic invaders, when that happens, they say, oh, we got an EU army that's going to take care of that. We got an EU navy that's going to take care of that. Oh, we've got a UN force that's going to take care of that. That's the plan, and it's literally happening. I mean, I got to be honest. First, I thought they'd put troops on the streets in Chicago. Again, take the guns, bring in the drugs, let it all fall apart. 90-plus percent of the crime is black on black, and I'm sad that that's happening. But again, the media covers up all those statistics and says the effing white males are to blame. I guess we're to blame for the headhunters in New Guinea, in the Pacific Ocean. I guess we're to blame for the Aztecs cutting people's hearts out. I mean, I get no. Humans have all had bad periods, and humans have all come from primitive beginnings. There were one tribe killing other tribes in Germany 2,000 years ago. They were living in caves. But civilization started, and people decided to not live by the code of barbarism, but by the code of honor and technology and science. And now the West is falling because the technocracy wants it out of the way, and it wants a giant, dumbed-down mass of people to exploit and control before the technocracy is brought in their own words. Again, another thing we told you about decades ago that's happening. I remember when I was a child, hearing about the UN plan of Henry Kissinger to create so much crime in L.A. and Chicago that finally one day we would accept U.N. troops on the streets. And then Evian France, was it 1992? Pull up his quote because it was put in the paper. He said, today no one would accept U.N. troops in Los Angeles, but if there was a big enough global crisis, they would. Pull up Henry Kissinger quote. Bilderberg, Henry Kissinger quote on U.N. troops in America. Well, guess what, folks? Here it is. Here it is right now with all of them saying we're going to have UNESCO come in through the police departments with federal control and use the federal authority to then order police departments that we've bullied and demonized and attacked to sign on to strong cities and go under Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, UN control, just like the WikiLeaks said they want them in control of the Internet. And those are the same groups in control of Google, Facebook, and Twitter censorship now. And they want to cover up what they're doing because they're directing the takeover. Commissioner in talks with UN to put troops on the streets of Chicago. The United Nations has a track record of protecting minority populations. Just like the United Nations came out and sued Arpaio and things, talked about suing Texas for daring to stop illegal aliens pouring across, saying you don't have a right to have borders. We, the UN, will direct the third world population with our migrant board that then orders your government on who to let in. There it is. 1991 in Evian, France. I said 92, so my memory isn't perfect. Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will pledge with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. But presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Henry Kissinger, in an address to Bilderberg meeting, Evian, France, May 21st, 1992. You could say, oh, well, we don't know if that paper that got that leak was right. Okay, well, here's 2017, December 19th. Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin is in talks with United Nations officials to explore the possibility of putting UN troops on the streets of Chicago to address the city's horrendous gun violence problem. And the UN, of course, has their UNIDIR treaty to ban all small arms. Boykin, in citizens' hands, not, of course, they'll have it. They'll be the big mothership. They'll be the big central control. Boykin, the peacekeepers, flew to New York last week to meet with UN Assistant Secretary General of the Peace Building Support, Oscar Fernandez Tronanco, to discuss the issue. The United Nations has a track record of protecting minority populations. Boykin said before the meeting, there was tribal warfare between the Tutsis and the Hutus in Africa, and they deployed peacekeeping troops to help save those populations and reduce bloodshed. Actually, the UN's now been caught and admittedly ran the mass murder of 800,000 people, at least. The Clintons oversaw it. That's matronness. We have to do something. Black people in Chicago make up 30% of the population, but 80% of those who are killed by gun violence. Isn't that interesting that it was the UN that went in and killed the Christian minority, took their property using the animus group to do it, that was 85% of the population, and then admittedly helped them get all rounded up and then slaughtered, and then, oh, we need the UN to come in because they love black people. Mayor Rahm Emanuel did not directly address any potential role of the United Nations in Chicago when asked by reporters. The idea of deploying UN peacekeepers on U.S. soil is likely to rile many on the right who have warned about international forces conducting gun confiscation operations domestically for decades, which they're saying this would be. The peacekeepers would do gun sweeps. Earlier this year, President Trump suggested deploying the National Guard in troubled areas of Chicago. His idea was fiercely opposed by Democrats. There you go. They're in talks to bring in UN troops. Infowars.com. That'll just be the icebreaker, the precedent setter.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by Infowars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
GCN Radio Network.
John the Revelator, put it in an elevator. Take him up to the higher side. Take him up to the top where the mountains stop. Let's test for good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with emergency breaking news. Democrat officials in Chicago have called for UN peacekeepers on the streets for years. They refused to have National Guard sent in by the president. Now, Cook County officials and others are in talks with the UN to bring in peacekeepers for gun sweeps in Chicago. That's mainstream news. It's linked up on InfoWars.com. Matt Dubiel began frantically calling my producers. I've known Matt 8 years. Very nice family guy. Shot the famous footage of the rioting at the Trump event in Chicago. Was the first to report that it was paid agitators that did it. So he's a very good, accurate news source. I've been the station manager there for many, many years. He called up Panic, and I have his email. We're getting him on here in a minute. We're dialing him right now. He said, as Alex started speaking, because he wasn't at the station, he was driving around, about Chicago, air feed cut on AM, FM, but no break in your feed. He goes in, he checks, satellite, we're on it, but not on the station. The UN vehicles are already here. I saw them transported by train and on rail. Okay. That's Matt's email to us. We just got him. Now, you're asking, how does that happen? I was working at 98.9 KJFK in 1996 when they put in the EAS new systems for emergency alerts that are computerized and can now have keyword and cut off your feed and then force their feed on or kill it. And you've all heard about these emergency break-ins where it says martial law on the TV scrolling and all that kind of stuff. They go, oh, it's just a drill. And now they have forced alerts on your phones and forced alerts on your TVs. Now televisions turn on now and do forced alerts. This is all part of this emergency alert, COG, nuclear war type scenario thing. But it can be used for martial law, and deep state could use it like an Operation Valkyrie to try to take over all local government. And I remembered when I read Matt's email just 3 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago during the break, that I remember there's all these old footage of UN vehicles getting refurbished and sold to third world countries that the U.S. had paid for. And I'm like, no, that's not a UN invasion. But I remember last year and this year, footage going into Chicago of the big trains with the brand new armored vehicles and weapons. I mean, that's one of them. No, that's U.S. equipment that actually are white and say U.N. on them. And we had the guest on who got the drone footage of all the U.N. vehicles painted up and things. And the word was they were going to U.S. cities. Remember that? That was about a year and a half ago, too. So all this started clicking, but here's the deal. This is them calling for UN troops for gun confiscation. It's on Infowars.com. So then Matt, who's a family guy, reporter, great source, he says he saw them come into Chicago. It is just crazy. But bigger than that, the feed, he's getting the satellite, but it all goes through your board, everything, but at the tower, whether it's at your building or whether it's at your translator, you have to have these boxes that are very expensive that come to you from the FCC, but it's really Homeland Security, and it's a big computer. And Matt Dubiel, let's go to you right now, WCKG 1530. You're on phone with us, not your normal Skype. When you co-host with us, yeah, there's some of the footage of the United Nations military vehicles in Maryland, armored vehicles, you name it. And the word is these were then cached in every major city. And they thought Hillary would be in, they just go ahead with this. But now, Trump is in, but they're still going ahead. Wow. He tried to stabilize the city with National Guard. They said, no, thank you. We want you in. Matt Dubiel, this is beyond looking bad. This is absolutely horrible. And undoubtedly now they're testing us. I mean, Loretta Lynch said this was their plan to federalize police. And now it looks like they're going ahead with it, bringing the UN. Matt Dubiel, again, station manager for our FM and AM for what, eight years in Chicago. What have you witnessed and what happened to the feed? Are we still off in Chicago right now?
People are going to think I'm nuts. I don't even care because I know what's happening, and I know how this stuff works when it's supposed to work properly. The moment you spoke about Chicago, because it's my station, so I'm monitoring it. The moment you started talking about Chicago, I perked up and I went, "Oh, great! This is awesome." We were, he's talking about our hometown. We're on here. This is great. It's not just national stuff. It immediately went silent. Not static, not off the air. They call that no carrier in radio, So there's the signal is going out, but it's complete silence. So I pull over, and I'm not at the station, and I'm about to call my engineer at the station. He texts me, and he tells me, everything is fine. Everything is totally fine here. Everything is working. We're getting a feed from Austin. There's no power outage. There's no internet outage. There's no satellite outage. The minute he texted me, he said, the minute that Alex started talking about Chicago and the UN, we went silent, but I could still radio. It just was cut off AM and FM.
Well, let me be clear. The Democrats particularly were going to bring us into the UN, collapse the U.S. this year. This was the year. Trump wasn't supposed to get in. Patriots and our intelligence agencies, the American people fought back, got Trump in, because it was going to be the end of the U.S. as we know it. One world government. And they have keywords in the EAS systems on cable, on broadcast TV, on all under net neutrality under Obama. They were putting in these control systems into all the Internet switching hubs, even down to companies that have as little as 100 customers. So they wired this. I've talked to all the engineers. You have them as well. That's why you know. And again, if it was a bad feed in the receiver, you can hear it on the satellite. It's coming in. It would be scrambled or it would be static. No, as you said, it's dead. It just cuts it. But more and more, this has happened on C-SPAN. It happens a lot on CNN, where somebody says what they're not supposed to, keywords about Hillary or Obama or corruption, remember, in the servers, and congressmen, you name it, would go dead, and it would just cut out and go black. And so that's what they've got, is pre-programmed, just like Shazam is 10 years old. You can hold it up with your phone, listen to the music at the mall. In 10 seconds, it knows what music it's hearing. Same thing. Now the computers, Facebook admits they scan the videos live time of this show. And when we say something we're not supposed to, it just cuts the feed right there. So that's all this is this software, Matt Dubiel.
Well, and here's why, to me, it's even more important, because, you know, if this were...
Well, stations are going to have to take out the EAS systems, because we're going under martial law. They take Trump out, and so it's a captured government, so you can still transmit it. They'll take over your feeds. I'm just telling folks. Again, we have a good FCC at the top with IG Pi, but the programs, the AI, is already in everything. Go ahead.
And they update it, you know, like firmware. So every so often, you get the firmware update to the EAS system. And when that happens, you notice. So this was a big deal to me today, because you're specifically talking about the commissioner in Cook County, which is the big county in Chicago. There's a bunch of suburban counties, but Cook County is the county that is Chicago's in. It's where the airports are. It's where all the gunshot deaths are. And this commissioner in Chicago is calling for the UN to come into Chicago. And as you're talking about this, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I got to call Alex, because... And I kind of hinted at this yesterday, but I didn't want to get into it. Now I'm just going to have to. I saw, this happened in August, okay? And I just called my wife to find out the exact date, because it's on the calendar. It was August 16th of this year that I saw a train heading from the north, traveling to the south side of Chicago. It traveled over the highway right outside of Chicago Metro, and it had dozens and dozens of UN vehicles on top of it. And I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes. I pulled over to document it. And honest to God, I pulled over and I got off the highway, because I was going to get video and I was going to share with you guys and talk to you about it. Once I got off the highway, the train had already passed, and I'm not from downtown Chicago, so I kind of...
No, I understand. All the time I try to get footage again. But listen, you're the guy that got all the famous footage of them beating up the innocent people and helped expose that with the whole thing, what they did at the Trump events. You're amazing. Matt Dubiel, stay there. This is just blowing me away right now, because folks, these are smart computers. You know, they're 20 times the size of your phone, that all the stations, TV, radio are plugged into, so they can take full control. It's Obama's kill switch. It's the kill switch.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use safe, moisturizing Toprosin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprosin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramps, cramping, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Topperson Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Topperson is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Topperson makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Topperson is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Christmas America, what a different country we were back in the day of Charlie Brown's debut with Peanuts on television. Now we have calls for UN troops in Chicago, and we have reporters, talk show hosts, station managers like Matt Ubiel with his news station, News and Talk 1530 WCKG, and of course the FM 102.3. And we just announced we're going to be moving to Trump Tower in a few weeks, covering all of Chicago with the FM. Not just like the AM covering all of Chicago. We've been on the station, I don't know, 8 years or so. Got a lot of listeners. And the feed got cut. And, of course, we have congressional hearings where they say, oh, we censored Alex at lunch. The heads of Facebook, Twitter, and Google are in there saying, we at lunch we saw that InfoWars was number one, and we knocked it down. See who they're obsessed with? Because we know. When Loretta Lynch says, we're going to federalize the police and put them under UN control, Trump is undoing all of this, but the problem is Obama, in his era, they put an internet kill switches into all the telecommunications. In fact, pull it up. Obama's internet kill switch in all radio, TV, broadcast internet. Go ahead and type it in. You'll have articles from us 6 years ago when they did it. Obama's kill switch passes, and it's in all telecommunications. And then Obama, in the last Defense Authorization Act, came in and set the whole thing up. Was I right? I said 6 years ago. Okay, I'm sorry. It was 7 years ago. See that memory? June 26, 2010. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet, and it passed. So, it's in the new Telecommunications Act. They passed another version last year. Take over the internet. It doesn't mean that we won't have a free internet in the future. It doesn't mean the telecoms aren't going to try to end net neutrality. They were ending it with what Obama called net neutrality. All this new censorship's here, as Ajay Pai said, and now the EAS system, his engineer tells him, just cut off the feed. Roger Stone's here to talk about this, Matt Dubiel. But, I mean, Roger, I'm going to find out in a moment, are we even, has the engineer been able to fix it? You got to, I guess, unplug the EAS. That's what's doing it, obviously, and go right back to the satellite. That's their fault. The EAS just broke. We talked about Chicago and the UN troops because they don't want anybody there to talk about it. They don't want anybody there to build opposition. They want to set the precedent. What do you make of this, Roger Stone?
You know, Obama's people really thought through these things. So net neutrality, first of all, their policies not in any way reflect net neutrality, but they grab the slogan. Here's the point. It's pretty simple. The current net neutrality rules only regulate the ISP providers, Verizon, AT&T, Comcast.
It gave monopoly power to the big, quote, liberal telecoms.
But the content providers are completely unregulated. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Amazon, YouTube. They can defame you. They can censor you. They can destroy you.
Oh, I forgot. That was in Obama's bill, is that they're allowed to censor us and defame us. They were given immunity. So, again, they can engage in any type of telecommunications they want. All the old ones can't.
Exactly. And then, in this case, you're absolutely right. The follow-through in the final defense appropriation around Christmas of the last year of Obama's presidency sets up a national censorship board and appropriates the funds to have all these left-wing groups go out and be the arbiters of what's fake news.
With George Soros, ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, admittedly, Google announced this publicly, running it and censoring us in live time. So going back to Matt Dubiel, very well broken down, Roger. Again, this is the stay-behind networks. Just like Bloomberg reported, the bureaucrats are all just ignoring Trump. It's the same thing. And clearly, as you said, they just did a software load in there that if we talk about the UN and Chicago, they knew this was coming, cut me off. Has your engineer been able to get us back on air?
We got on immediately. As soon as you stopped talking about Chicago specifically, the feed was back on, and it was almost as if it was faded up. It's the oddest thing I've ever experienced. I've been in this business for 20 years.
You said it sounded like it was faded up? Just kind of...
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't be software. That means they're doing it in a lot of time.
Well, it also means it's a test. It's a dry run. It's just the same as the disgruntled employee who turned the president's Twitter feed off for 11 minutes. There was no disgruntled employee. That's a dry run for what is about to come. I suspect this is a dry run.
Here's why I think it's really, really important. It's because it's not just this rogue commissioner in Cook County calling for this. The vehicles have already been trained in here. I've seen them. I don't know where they put them, but anybody who knows how to look up transport records can look up whatever trains were coming into Chicago on August 16th about 1:30 to 2 a.m. And I know this because I was at an event at the Palmer House in downtown Chicago. After I pulled over to take pictures, Alex, I was followed onto the highway, and I was arrested. Followed and arrested. And the rest, I can't talk. I'm not going to.
Wow, that's why you told me you didn't want to get into all this. You said, I guess you're just going to say it all now. Wow.
I didn't. Yes. And there's even more to it. I mean.
Well, we need everybody to find the UN. We need Chicago police that are patriots. Anybody that says enough is enough. Showtips@Infowars.com. Tell us where the UN base is. And, of course, the media will be, Jones claims there's a UN base. Here they are, saying they're going to try to bring them in with the UN. Here's Loretta Lynch, when she was still in, saying they were going to do it. This is their globalist coup d'etat. Just like the EU Army says, if Spain or Italy or anybody tries to pull out, they will march an EU Army in.
Which is why Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC, who was only a member under Obama, said that the current net neutrality rules have no foundation in rationale. They were passed because Obama ordered it. He simply ordered it.
And it is the reign of censorship that you've been banned on Twitter. It's not like we're just saying this.
Alex, I figured this out. I was merely banned 60 days before everybody else.
They announced at the end of this month it's happening.
And therefore, everybody else will be following me.
They said the date's, what, the 28th, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, they're testing. That's why I said that. That's why they all keep saying, your high-level sources keep saying the Congress people, we've been told Trump's gone by the end of December. They're getting ready to make their move.
There's no question. They think that they can engineer the coup d'etat one way or another. As the public credibility of Mueller continues to disintegrate, the likelihood that he can pull off some process-related charge against the president is fading, which is why they'll then move to the 25th Amendment strategy, as you and I have discussed on this show now for several months. They call us conspiracy theorists. In a couple months, they will call us sages, because this is going down. Senator Ben Sass is in on it. Senator Robert Corker's in on it. Jeb Bush is in on it.
This is a literal technological technocracy coup. They admit it. I've got stacks where the New York Times says our resist movement will take over in the next few months. In fact, Kit Daniels brought me the article. I was going to cover it till Matt got on. It's on newswars.com where the New York Times says our resist movement and our resistance movement will take you down. We are unstoppable. I mean, they are moving, ladies and gentlemen. They mean business. This is simply insane.
Well, in all honesty, it's why I tell everybody that I deal with to go to the InfoWars store site. We need a war chest to fight this.
That was my next thing. Matt, stay there. I want you to both stay there for one more segment. Here it is. New York Times clings to hope of leftist resistance will bring down Trump. And the author chortles in here and says, you can't stop us. Trump's done more than George Soros, Bernie Sanders, and Saul Alinsky. We're taking over, and we're launching our takeover. And then they've got full-page ads by Antifa saying they're going to have a violent overthrow. And then when we point it out, they say it doesn't exist. They are getting ready to make their move. Guaranteed. And since you mentioned it, Roger, everybody needs to expose the move to do this. Everybody needs to fight. And all the radio stations need to know. The FCC's got good people running it, but the software has been hacked by the Democratic Party and Soros. So the EAS is for nuclear attacks or whatever, not for when they cut you off and put Obama on or Hillary or whatever. That you hear, Trump's being removed, he's gone. Same thing happened in Germany. And, of course, that was a good thing they were doing against Hitler. But here they're going to use that system where they took over the radio and with their program, with people they had in place, with Operation Valkyrie. They're planning an Operation Valkyrie against Trump. So it's your duty, obviously, at that point. You didn't hear the president or Ajit Pai or anybody say do that. And that'd be bad if they said it to cut off feeds. You just simply unplug it and put the feed back in. They're going to hit our satellites, you name it. We've set up emergency phone banks for the stations. I haven't really announced all this yet because it was a little bit presumptive. But I'm going to have to launch next week emergency operations to keep us afloat using other means. People should also record these shows in case you're completely shut off. You'll still be able to transmit in your area. And this will be an evergreen transmission.
But let's recognize they have unlimited funding in tax dollars. We have only what I'm...
Yes, and that's why free shipping. And by the way, they corrected me. Anywhere in the 50 states, you can still order today and get it before Christmas. But they just said it might be tough because the shipping department's doing a great job. But you need to order today. Free shipping store-wide. The high-quality toothpaste, the nutraceuticals, the Brain Force, 50% off, 67% off colloidal silver. Buy some high-quality products, T-shirts, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Our best deals ever. A lot of these items are going to be sold out for months because we're just blasting it all out to get funding, to dig in and hunt down for the second American defense of the Republic. Stay with us. We'll be right back with hour number two, Matt Dubiel, Roger Stone, and myself.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.